It is Triple M, and time now to get on the phones. Talk to the Rush Hour family,
Jim. What do you got for us, please?
Well, I got one. I've been thinking about this for a few days, Jim, because late in our show yesterday, very late during our show, there was chaos out here in the waiting area.
There was.
People running around here, there, everywhere with rubbish bins, Jim.
Yes.
So very good to stay on air and pay attention to what we're doing.
Well, I didn't actually realise it had happened until afterwards.
But it was very good to stay on air because I could see it out the corner of my eye, people running around with bins and things like that.
Chaotic.
Chaotic, Jim.
Expensive electrical equipment for Ray Thistlethwaite as well that it could have stuffed up.
Yes, that's true. Just piped down. And what had happened was, that the air conditioning pipe had burst in our roof
here. Yes, it had.
It burst, Jim, and there was water spurting out everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like a waterfall.
That's it.
Just flowing, flowing. Yes. So people, very well done by the people out there in sales and whatever else they do out there, sit around and talk and bloody sit in front of us and have lunch and talk for 4 hours. They were running in with rubbish bins and everything and clearing up, which was very well done.
Sales
but it was chaos, Jim.
Yes, it was.
So really good effort by the people and by us to stay on air.
Yes, true.
So I thought about this, Jim.
Yes.
And hence.
Oh, hence.
133353.
What are you going with?
When did your water break?
Oh,
unusual!
Well, you can't be going with that.
When did your water break? That's unusual,
Bill.
Jim.
Bill, what? We're not talking about beautiful women at the back end of pregnancy.
No,
the wording then.
No, I like it. When did your water break unusual? Because that happened to us at home when we were out there in Wundanna Heights, Jim, and a big downpour, and it just the gutters got flooded very, very quickly.
Yes.
And honestly, in our lounge room, it was just coming in like a waterfall. There was water onto the carpet.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't know what to do.
No, you wouldn't have.
So I said, kids and Nikki, get a mop.
fix that stuff
fix that. I'm watching the Foxtel. But, yeah, it was just like a waterfall in the lounge room.
Righto.
And took a while to fix, by the way. But I think it's happened all over the joint, Jim.
All right, 133353. What's the question again, please?
When did your waters break? Unusual.
All right.
Daniel's in Geelong.
Oh, Daniel, when did your waters break?
Well, what happened is I was sitting in my lounge room one night and just noticed on the wall this sort of a blistering bubble was starting to appear.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the young fellow thought he'd do the right thing to go over and investigate. He was stuck his finger into the wall and all of a sudden he got shot with a high pressure hose out of his face. One of the bloody pipes in the wall that day.
I know.
Gotcha.
What are you ringing on?
I can't hear him at all.
What are you ringing on, Daniel, down there? Geelong's not, it's only 70 Ks, mate. You sound like you're in East End Bull.
Oh, man, I'm out in Gerringhap.
Oh.
Where's that?
That's exactly right.
Middle of nowhere. There's not much in Gerringhap either.
Good story, though.
Yeah, I know. Said something about his kid put a finger in the wall.
Did you just call it East End Bull?
Nick's there in Essendon. G'day, Nicko.
E-A-S-T.
Hey, mate.
Hey, Nick, talk up a bit, please. Righto, when did your waters break?
Well, I was at work one day, and I'm a Sparky, and I was up in the scissor lift, and I was going up, not paying attention, and hit the sprinkler pipe, and just like what happened in your office, water everywhere. Oh. Blokes got saturated. We all had to go home.
Oh. What did you hit?
Sprinkler head.
Oh, no. Jeez.
You know those things, Fred?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Thank you, Nick. That's beautiful. You win something. Dwayne's in Sunbury. Hello, Dwayne.
How you going, boys?
When did your waters break, Dwayne?
The wife and I were away for 5 weeks. Come home. The next night, we're sitting in the lounge room, and all of a sudden, the wife says, I can hear some noise.
Yep.
We go investigating and walk into the ensuite in the master bedroom, and the top of the system had blown off. We had, like, a fountain in our bathroom.
Oh, no.
How does that happen? What happened?
I don't know, the top of the cistern just blew off from the pressure of the water, I guess.
Oh, wowee, Jim.
Out of the top of his dunny. Right, hold there, Dwayne. Mick in South Morang. Hello, Mick.
Boys, how's going this afternoon?
Loving it. Mick, how are you travelling?
Yeah, going real good, mate. Listen, we were on the Froffies one night, all three of us, and I didn't drink much, but we piled a mate of mine who was extremely messy into the taxi, and he was having a lovely snooze. Next minute, his water broke unusual, and all through the back seat of the taxi, nanny's pants, that's no beautiful.
He wet himself.
Oh, mate, he's probably had about 10 points in there, I reckon.
What's his first name, Mick?
Steve.
Oh, come on,
Steve. You're better than that, Steve. Righto, hang on, Mick. I like that.
Per that.
David's in Sky. Dave?
G'day, fellas. How are we?
Bill's asking the question, when did your water break unusual?
Yeah, well, I'm a teacher, yep. And I'm at this school, and next thing you know, an announcement comes over the speaker that the tradies have cracked a water pipe. Ooh. And everybody has to get off campus. So there's about a 10-second pause, and then I heard all the students just cheering, roaring. We all had to go home. I got 2 days off. It was beautiful.
Where did it flood? In one of the rooms or outside?
Nah, look, it's an OHS issue. So if there's no running water, you can't be on premises. So we all had to just stay home, sadly, for us and the students.
Jeez. Mm. Yeah. OHS, Jim. Yeah. Very important. OHS.
Mate and I did that once with a fire.
What?
At the school.
What, you
we
let it go?
The fire alarm and exited the whole place.
Beautiful.
There was no fire within 100 k's of the joint.
Did you get caught?
Oh, I don't think the headmaster took it too well. Bill didn't see the funny side of it.
No,
I don't really understand that. Mm. Dave in Grovedale. Hello, Dave.
Grovey.
Gentlemen, how are you?
Lovely out there.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful today. It'll be better on Sunday when the Cats win.
That's it, Davey boy. Dave. What do you got for us?
A few months ago, I put all the kids to bed, and my youngest daughter came down. She went, Dad, it's dripping coming from your bedroom. And went, I must have left the shower on. So I walked up there and no, the shower was not on, but there was water coming from the light socket.
Ooh,
it's a bit hole from the plaster, and then it all caved in.
What had happened?
We got one of those instantaneous hot water services, and the unit's right above our bedroom ceiling.
Yes.
And it popped the pipe. They reckon it was like a day and a half of water just leaking out over the roof.
Ooh.
And it just gradually just sank and sank and sank. And
right above the bedroom.
Right above the workbench as well.
That's it.
Yeah. Wake up.
It. Out of action for a while, Dave.
For a while. It's still going.
No.
What about you?
That's what he means.
I'm just the own operator, mate. Yeah.
Alistair in Wheelers Hill. Hello, mate.
G'day, boys. How are you?
When did the waters break?
I was working in a pub out southeast way during all the storms.
Yeah.
The gutters have obviously flooded and filled the ceiling. Ceiling caved in into the bistro. Oh. And then in the ladies' toilets, filling every single cubicle with ceiling panels, light fixtures, the whole shooting match.
No good that for a pub, Jim.
Yeah.
That's what happens at that dump down in Geelong.
Did happen. But luckily I was there to fix it.
Oh, were you, Bill?
Yes, I was there.
You would
to
have
fix
rolled
it.
The sleeves up and fixed it right up. Steve's in Strathmore. Steve?
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Good, Steve. What happened, buddy?
We were building a brand new home and the plumber finished off doing all the fit off, ready to move in. The landscaper come out. He thought to do the landscaping and connect to all the main sprinkler system. Open the water. And the brand new house totally flooded.
Oh.
I'm about to tap off a couple of the taps. Bang.
Oh. And the flooring was down, carpet?
Flooring, you can do motorbike jumps with it.
Oh. Who was that, the landscaper?
He took a runner. We couldn't find him. And
stay there, Steve. Rocky's in Reservoir. Hello, Rocky.
Rocky.
How are you?
Hey, Rocky.
Yep, about 30-odd years ago, when you could smoke inside shopping centres. Then you could try to light up a cigarette, and my mate went under the staircase in the Hoyt Smallstone Shopping Centre, and the lighter set off the emergency sprinkler system, and we flooded the entire Hoyt Centre.
Why do we find that funny? We used to be able to smoke in a shopping
centre. It's not us.
Yeah. 30 years ago. And having a dart under the under the stairs.
That's
and bang.
It. Bang.
Well done, Rocky boy.
All right. Somehow it's topics Brownless.
Well, Jim, this come across my workbench. Jim?
Workbench.
It is.
A desk, I think is what they call it.
Well, I call it the workbench. Because this happened just recently, Jim, so I've just put it all together and come up with a topic, okay?
Oh, no.
You ready?
Yes, I am.
A armoured truck.
Even.
They call it Brinks over there, but it'd be like, are they called here?
Armaguard.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. Armaguard. Lost $600,000 in cash when the back door flew open on one of the interstates over there, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
This happened over the weekend. Money just blew out. And this is Brock McCoo, who's a corporal. Bags of money were falling out the back onto the road, sort of something out of a movie scene where you have money, loose money flying all over the road, vehicles stopping, people getting out of their cars, could not believe it.
Yes.
So they had a school bus driver stop the bus,
right,
got off, grabbed some money,
started
got back
grabbing
on,
the cash.
And it's obviously theft. You can't do that, Jim. You can't just take the money off the highway.
Right.
So, hence 133353.
Now, you've had a lot of time to work out this phone topic.
All weekend, Jim.
So, it's not a new story. It hasn't just come out today.
Yeah, I think it...
go on.
Actually, come out at 3:12 today. And I've fashioned it up to something, Jim.
Have you?
What has fallen off the back of a truck? Unusual,
oh,
Jim!
Oh, no!
133353.
No. What have you found that has fallen off the back of a truck? Unusual.
Gav's in Pakenham. Gav?
How are you?
All right.
So this morning on the Monash, just over the South Gippy, yeah. I just got out the other side of traffic, and then sure enough, there's a job site toilet on the side of the road.
Oh, no. Come on.
Anyone in it?
Probably not, but it was probably dribbling as much crap as you, Bill.
That's it, Gav. Prize coming your way. Stay there, Greg.
Dunny, Jim.
That's it. Greg's in Melbourne.
Greggy.
Hey, guys. It's probably what I didn't find is what I lost. Had my first shift as a manager of a pub, and they asked me to run down and grab two kegs of two as new and run out. So I've jumped down the other pub and two in the back. I'm driving along thinking this job's pretty easy. I'm killing it here. And old mate beside me's point at the back, one of the kegs off the back of the truck, never to be found.
Never found it.
The old elephant's leg.
On a Friday afternoon, someone would have had themselves a great weekend.
Well, you got to tap it. You got to know how to tap it.
And keep it cold.
Exactly, Jim.
All
so.
Right. But if you could do both of those things, Bill, big weekend.
Exactly. Separate right. Twoies.
Stay there. Jack in Baldwin. Jackie boy.
Jack.
G'day, boys. When I was a few years ago, I was younger, I was working up at a resort on Hamilton Island. Ooh. And they had the little golf buggies with all the guests drive around.
I drove
the guests to the airport, drove back, found a wallet with just on $5,000 in it.
Ooh.
One of the guests had left it, and I was 18 at the time, and young and naive. I did the right thing, gave it to my manager, hoping that obviously a reward would come my way.
Yep.
Nothing ever to be seen, heard, I didn't get a cracker.
And did you know where the owner of it got it back?
Oh, doubtful. Very doubtful.
So you think your manager just hung on to it?
Oh, I reckon he had a good time, I tell you.
Oh, that's. But I tell you what, that will come back to you at some stage, Jack.
Well, how long ago was that, Jack?
Early 2000, but 2005, I've had no luck since.
Jim, 13 years ago, nothing's happened to poor old Jack.
The good karma train will revisit you for that.
Oh,
I'm telling you.
So.
All right, stay there. Pete Carnegie, hey, Pete.
Pete.
G'day, boys.
What's unusually fallen off the back of a truck?
It wasn't off the back of a truck so much. It was, a mate of mine, his old man, was a part-time greyhound trainer.
Yeah.
So they headed up to Ballarat.
Big chance.
Opened up the back door of the trailer. No floor in the trailer, no greyhound.
Oh,
no.
The greyhound's fallen off the back of a truck.
Somewhere between Croydon and Ballarat.
Oh, no, Bill.
Late scratching?
Yes, very much. But they found it, mate.
They found it.
They found it about a week and a half later.
Yeah. And it was all right?
It was all right. It's hard to get in the trailer after that.
A greyhound, it is unusual.
All right, like it. James in Yarra Valley. Jimmy?
Jimmy.
All right, boys.
Yep, what do you got?
Well, about 5 years ago, I was living up near Ballina, and there's this place, Sugar Mill that the boys work on.
Yeah.
And, truck had fallen over on the bridge, slipped on sideways, all the beer fell into the river, and then for the next few months, all the blokes, after they finished their shift, would jump in the river, pull out a trolley, and sit on the side of the riverbank. Yeah.
So cans of beer, did you say?
No, long necks.
To Big Jack the Giants.
Oh, how good.
Yeah, not bad.
Melbourne?
Melbourne. Yeah. Oh, probably not up there. The VFAs?
The Twoies.
Oh, again Twoies.
No, they used to call the long necks VFAs because that's what they used to drink at the VFA. On the Sunday, Jim, you remember they used to have the match of the day in the VFA?
Yep.
Blokes would be just standing there drinking long necks.
Longy. Yes. Used to, in Perth, they used to be called King Browns.
King Browns,
and they were Swan Lager over there. But the Melbourne Bitter, there's a great bar in Elwood. I don't know. I'll have to get its name. Ooh. Where that's what you do. You go to the fridge, like the ones you make, Bar Fridges Australia, one of those sort of fridges, but not quite as schmick, more dented and old. But in there, Bill, all Jack the Giants.
So you just grab one.
Grab one of them. You pay whatever you pay for it, and they give you three or four of those little glasses like you get a latte in.
Yes.
And you sit down at your table, and that's what you get.
Well, Grandpa used to drink them, didn't he?
Grandfather.
A grandfather.
I did, Bill.
And Nana would try and hide it, and he'd find it, or he'd put it in the bookcase and
that's
be
it.
Hot.
Oh, brilliant. I love it.
We just had Clayton Oliver on. Very good boy. Actually, I like our crew today. Clayton Oliver, good boy. Sean Grigg, good boy. Who else we had on? Oh, Duck, yes.
Who else we had on?
Oh, well, Jim, it's been...
Yes.
Yeah. But we're talking about, with Clary, about drug testing and how hard it is to wee into a bottle.
Let's do a urine test with a SADA.
Yes.
And as you're a bit dehydrated after the game, couldn't get any fluid out, so I was sitting there till 8:50 in the locker room trying to wee and...
Couldn't wee in the bottle. He got stage fright, Jim.
He did.
So, Hance.
Oh, Hance.
133353.
Quick setup.
When did you get stage fright? Unusual.
Oh, no.
Yes, I've been thinking about this one, Jimmy boy.
You've given this no thought.
I have so. What do you think? I just made it up
then.
Yes,
I do.
Yep. I know. When did you get stage fright? Unusual. Because that is stage frightening.
Yes. No, and Bill, it's not good.
No.
It's a bit different for the girls, the female audience members, family members.
Yeah.
Because they, of course, don't have to do it publicly.
No, girls do.
They do with the drug testing, not just down at the rubbity.
Oh, when you walk into the urinal.
Own cubicle. But whereas the boys, she's often, especially when you go to an old school setup,
exactly.
There's often sort of 3 or 4 metres of just urinal.
It's in.
And Bill,
you
sometimes.
Step up there.
Well, and sometimes it doesn't happen for you.
Well, Jim, I know I found it hard at Tatura Hotel.
Tatura, yes.
When, of course, we put that head of mine on the urinal.
With your stupid gob open.
With my gob open. I actually, after it, when it was all fun and done and we've had a couple of beers and ha-ha, I went to have a leak. I actually walked there and I'm...
Weeing on yourself.
Weeing on myself.
Yes.
I got stage fright. I couldn't do it, Jim. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I had to go to the toilet next door.
The toilet.
But I couldn't.
Into a cubicle.
A cubicle.
Yes.
I could not wee into myself, Jim. Right. So... Oh.
I could not wee onto myself. Is that a sentence he's just uttered? Like, honestly.
And people have different things they do when they go to the toilet. Some... blokes, Jim.
Yes.
At the urinal, pull their pants right down.
They some do. You are a fool's head.
Well, there are.
That is what you are.
I just got reminded off the text that some blokes do that.
A full-blown fool's head.
Yeah.
Bill's in Campbellfield. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Good, mate. What happened?
I went to the footy a few years ago and little Lenny Betts was playing for Carlton. He was injured and I went to the urinal and he was there and I got a bit shy, let's so to speak.
Oh. Well, that's fair enough.
The funny thing was, fellas, me and Ed were going at it. A couple of, about 3 or 4 kids came up from behind and started tapping him on the back saying, get on your head, you know, already. He was spraying all over the
joint. Yes, I can
picture. Spraying all over the joint.
Well done, Bill. Stay there. Mark in Hastings, Willis.
Hey, Marco.
Hey, fellas, how's it going?
What happened? When did you get stage fright, Marco?
I was on a flight back from Sydney to Melbourne, went on a cruise and whatnot with the family, and once they said, once the plane takes off, and they go, you can take your seatbelts off and get up and go to the loo. So I'd gotten up, went to go to the loo, about 4 other people got up as well, got into the cubicle first. I knew there was about 4 other people out there bloody waiting for me. And I'm thinking to myself, come on, mate, just get it out. It just wasn't coming out.
Oh.
And eventually got it done, and I've walked out, and everyone probably thought I'd done it too.
Took that long.
Oh, I love it. Hey, Josh in Wonthaggi. Hello, Josh.
It's Joshy.
Yeah, how are you, mate?
Joshy, what happened, mate?
Well, a few years ago, I had a couple of health issues, and... had to get some sperm frozen.
Right.
So made a trip down to Monash IVF and I was greeted by the old lady at reception. She said, go into this little room over here. There's magazine, TV, nice comfy couch. And, when you're done, just bring the cup back up. So I've gone into this room and I've got this old lady out there knowing exactly what I'm doing in here. And, it was a bit hard to get the business going, I guess. Got there eventually, but, yeah.
So the magazines are like porn, are they?
Oh, I didn't touch those magazines, mate. I think the pages were a bit too stuck together.
No. I hear what you're saying.
So I'm assuming the TV, they've got videos of, have they?
They got the DVDs, whatever you want in there, but I didn't want to touch anything in that room, mate. I knew exactly what had gone on before me.
Be hard to but it'd be hard to do it, Jim, wouldn't it? To do that.
No, Bill, I'm
and
hearing
you. Do you do it in a jar, Josh? I'm interested.
Yeah, you got to go straight in the jar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to catch everything you can and make sure you don't lose any.
There you go.
Walk back out. You got to pass it through a little window to the good looking little nurse in there and.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hold on there, Josh. Isn't it? Well, you're finding it very
interesting. I've never...
Joel's in Geelong. Hello, Joel.
Never.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Jolly.
Yeah, a few years ago, we used to play basketball, and we used to go on road trips with the boys, and we used to play basketball away and stuff, and this was a special road trip. We had all the fans on a big coach on the way to a game. I can't recall where it was, but we're on the way there, and I was drinking a lot of water, as you do, trying to hydrate yourself before the before the big game. And the bus driver pulled over just for me on the side of the road at a truck stop, and I had God knows how many people you're going to fit on a coach sitting on the side of the road staring at me. And I couldn't go, boys. No. I had to hold on, and as it is, I got back on the bus and I needed to go again, and I was too scared to pull over. That's... So I just had to. Had to hold her in.
Nothing worse, Joel. There's nothing worse.
Playing for the Supercats or someone, Jolly?
I was playing for the Seahawks back then. We used to play against the Supercats.
Seahawks.
Right, stay there. Jack in Chelsea. Jack?
Hi, I was... how are we, boys?
Good. Yeah, just good. Get straight into it, Jack.
Straight into it, Jack,
So I was like only 16 at the time, and me and my mates were walking to a party down the street, and we had a few frothies on us.
Yep.
And
16.
What happened was some cops just veered up behind us and started flashing their lights.
Yeah.
And so he told us to just sit on the gutter and stuff. And we were only like 16 at the time. So he just wanted to take us home and stuff. And we were questioning. We were like, oh, please don't take us home and stuff like that. So we went in the car. Then 5 minutes in the trip, I was like, oh, officer, can I just get out? I need to take a piss. And it was like, yeah, all right. So we stopped and he walked with me into the bushes.
Oh, no.
And then, I had a bit of stage fright there. He's like, you need to go, mate. And I was like, yeah, do you have a water bottle on you? And he's like, what? You're not pissing in the water bottle. And I'm like, nah, mate, can you just trickle some water out on the ground?
Trickle some out.
I need that sound.
Oh, that's funny. Well, you do, Bill. If you got it at the urinal, sometimes you just a little flush.
Yes,
you get a little
exactly.
trickle, get you started, Bill. Not in front of a police officer, I wouldn't have thought. No.